Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Can you help elderly people boost their media literacy in just 60 minutes? A new study by the University of Canberra says so. It's also found that when it comes to learning about media literacy, people with multicultural backgrounds may gain more benefits. Saffron Howden is a journalist and researcher at the University of Canberra. Here's how she created the 60-minute training that helps older people identify misinformation.
We've just released our report, 60 Minutes to Media Literacy, which is all about helping older Australians spot misinformation and find sources of information they can trust online when it's really overwhelming environment with lots of AI, algorithm-driven information on social media. So we've developed a 60-minute course that teaches people verification, like fact-checking skills. So if they've got some red flags over a piece of content online, how do they check that? How do they check that it's correct or where it's coming from? So teaching them critical thinking skills. And what we found is with this 60-minute course, people's media literacy levels, their ability to deal with misinformation, rose by 23% just with 60 minutes of education or training. So we're really pleased to see that we can really help people with pretty minimal effort.
Mm. And one of the findings from your research is that people who are born overseas seems to have better performance after taking this 60-minute course. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yes, it was a really interesting finding. So we had people involved in this research from across Australia, born in Australia, born overseas, speaking English only at home, speaking another language at home. And what we found is that while people who were born overseas started with lower media literacy scores before the course, we found that their scores improved more after taking the course than people who were born in Australia. And what we found even more interestingly is we tested people's media literacy again 3 months after the course, and the people born overseas outperformed the Australian-born study participants. So that was really interesting, and it shows great promise for this course in helping culturally and linguistically diverse Australians who, generally speaking, have lower media literacy levels.
Mm. And why do you think there's such a distinction between those who are born overseas and those who are born in Australia?
Look, it's not something we looked into in this research. Of course, we talked about why that might be. It may be the way they approach training, for example. I would be guessing, but as to why they perform better after 3 months, it may be, you know, the way they're educated versus being educated in Australia. It's not possible for me to sort of know. I'd just be speculating, but it's certainly really interesting and very promising.
Mm. And could you please unpack a little bit about the curriculum for that 60-minute course? What does it cover?
Of course. So it's teaching people media literacy in a really condensed form and hopefully a way they can very quickly incorporate into their daily lives. So it's very practical and it involves lots of real life examples that older Australians, so we were looking at older Australians, people age 55 and over, the kind of advice and tips and tricks they can take away to ensure that they're better protected when they're online. So, for example, the first thing we do is sort of we take people through how to identify information, so categorize it. So essentially be really conscious when you're looking at a piece of content online. Is it an ad? Is it a news story? Is it an advertisement? Is it an opinion piece? Be really conscious of what it is and then learn how to evaluate it. So that means being able to sort of check it, whether it's true or not, by going to reliable sources, doing some really basic sort of internet sleuthing, like maybe a reverse image search to find out where a picture came from. And once you've been able to sort of check whether it's factually correct, then you're much better able to make a decision about whether that content or that information is credible or not, whether you can use it to make a decision in your life or rely on it. And that, of course, all those skills then enable you to participate properly in society because you're making sure that you're getting information from trustworthy sources and that you're checking the other information that you come across. You know, discarding it if it's misinformation, making sure you're not sharing it or amplifying it by responding to it. And finally, one thing that was really different about our course compared to other media literacy resources globally is we incorporated this idea of intellectual humility. So this concept is basically accepting as humans that we're all biased. So accepting that there are limits to our knowledge and we're happy to revise our views based on evidence. So that was in the course as well, making people aware of how their own life experiences, education, workplaces, society, language, culture, how all of that influences how we then approach information and content when we come across it online and how we have to be very conscious of that to make sure that it's not skewing how we receive information.
I remember that in some of the councils, they are also running some digital literacy workshops for elderly people, and some of them would be offering the courses in multiple languages. Besides that, are you seeing any other more opportunities for elderly above 60s to accept training like yours?
Yeah, so what we've done with our course is after we did the research part of it, we created a toolkit and we handed it over to libraries. So we adapted the course a bit and we gave it to libraries with a whole lot of instructions and videos and tip sheet handouts, that kind of thing, to enable them to deliver the course themselves in libraries. So that's how people have been able to access it outside of our research. That's gone really well. It's been incredibly popular with the communities where libraries have run the course. There are other resources that are focusing more on digital literacy. So by that, I mean those sort of practical skills, like how to set up a social media account or, you know, take a picture with your smartphone. Those are often delivered through the Be Connected federal government resources, and those are often made available through libraries as well. What we would love to do with our research now is to scale it and to make it available in languages other than English. As part of our research, we had quite a lot of people involved who didn't speak English as a first language, but they did have to have be fluent in English in order to take the course. We would love now to adapt the course into other popular languages in Australia so that we can get this media literacy education to as many people as possible.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.